Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, why do I have to read out everything that's on my screen? Someone said to me, like, I really like the podcast, but you can tell when you're reading the scripted bits. Like, why do I have to read everything that's on my script? Or more, how do you like it? How do you like it?
Well done, producer Ben.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? I will literally read anything that's put in front of me.
You will.
But we're not your usually agony aunts, are we, William Hansen?
No, if I'm a delicate Italian gelato, Jordan's a half-price budget Viennetta.
What's that, a rent boy?
You don't know what a Viennetta is?
No, what's an Italian gelato?
Oh. It's an ice cream.
Is it?
Yes.
I know what a Viennetta is.
Yeah, I know.
I love Viennetta.
Yeah.
It's like an ice cream cake.
You thought Viennetta was an art gallery on the Brompton Road.
I thought it's where America was in the war in the 60s. I'm not going to lie to you. So, no, I knew it was an ice cream. Right, so let's start.
This is our final episode.
I know, I'm sad.
This series.
I know. And do you know what? Right, on a personal note, this series has gone, when we came up with this idea... this idea was brought to me, I was like, yeah, I'm up for it. And I didn't think people would enjoy it as much as... Have you put the gin in?
No, I haven't.
Get the gin in. Yeah, I didn't think people would enjoy it as much as they have.
No.
Even my brother, Sergeant Ryan North in the Parachute Regiment,
right,
loves it.
Oh,
I'd love to meet that William. He's a funny guy.
This is our last episode this series.
This series.
We will be back. New series only in a matter of weeks.
Yeah. Well,
it's not a long.
It's a summer break, like the MPs. We're going on a summer break.
Yes.
What's their summer break called?
Recess.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great series. Scandalous.
What?
No.
What?
No. No. Recess. Cartoon.
No.
TJ Detweiler. No.
Sounds like a breed of dog.
The Ashleys?
Age 6, I was watching Keeping Up Appearances, so I don't think I watched the same
what
programs
What was that dinner lady? Anyway, who are we toasting to?
This episode, we're talking about aeroplanes. So why don't we toast to the patron saint of aeroplanes, Stelios.
Stelios. Oh, that's brilliant. Have you ever seen Come Fly With Me?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So underrated. Really good series.
It is. It's very good, especially if you fly a lot. It is very
It's really good. It's a David Walliams and Matt Lucas series.
Yes.
Matt Lucas?
Yes.
It's Matt Lucas, yeah. And and basically there's a guy on there that is Stelios.
David Walliams follows me on Twitter, but I am not direct messaging him.
David Walliams follows... Does he really?
Yes.
That's the most famous person that follows you on Twitter, definitely. Let's toast to David Walliams as well.
Okay,
David Walliams. So yeah, this podcast is all about flying. You fly a lot, don't you, William Hansen?
I do. I've just come back from holiday. I've been to the Caribbean, an island called Mystique that was a favourite of Princess Margaret, your good friend.
Yeah.
And it was nice. Although we did have to say, I fly a lot with a particular airline, and I actually think they're quite good. When they're good, they're good. But I probably had the most unprofessional air stewardess when I came back this time.
Really?
She, so many things, and we could do a whole podcast special on her herself, but it was pointed out to her by several of the passengers in our cabin that one of the overhead lockers was not shutting properly, because we could see there was a straw hat that was trapped.
How very common in business class.
And it was the Caribbean. And we sort of pointed this out to her, and she replied, no, it's shut, because if it wasn't shut, it would be open.
Well, no, to be fair to her, right?
Yeah.
She's probably being paid minimum wage, right?
Minimum wage.
I don't mean that patronisingly. She's probably on like a third shift.
I don't care whether she's
she's
paid
hardly any sleep. This is what's wrong nowadays. No. I don't care.
No, I don't care if she's Jordan, shush. If you are being paid to do a job, whether you're paid minimum wage or maximum wage, if you accept that payment, you do that job professionally. And if someone tells you something, you don't respond with that. You say, it's okay, sir, / madam, whatever gender they are, it's okay. So as it happened, we then started to take off and the whole locker fell open. So, you know, as if to prove a point.
If that stewardess is listening, get yourself in a good union.
Do you know what happened, actually?
Get yourself in a good union.
There were many other issues, and actually she was removed halfway through the flight from service.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Did you complain?
I did, but actually the whole cabin did.
No. This is... Do you know what? I hope to one day to have the money to fly business class. And even if I did, this is what I'd do. I'd get in, I'd go, oi, I've got money to fly business class, but you've just got some poor stewardess sacked years ago that you probably can't remember about. You sort of people, I don't want out to do you. And then I'd get a bottle of champagne and I'd take it into economy and I'd go and sit with my people. I don't like flying. I don't know if you know, but it's my biggest fear.
I thought lifts was your biggest fear.
Yeah, that as well. Claustrophobic, aren't I?
You're what?
Claustrophobic.
Oh, well done. You've actually said it properly.
So, is it okay to ask to swap seats if you're on a plane? So, say, like, you've got families and the children are a few rows down. Is it okay to say to someone, are we okay to swap just so my children can sit next to me?
Okay, so the issue I have with... I mean, yeah, I'm not against that. But look, if it depends what the seat is that you're trying to swap into. Mm-hmm. If it's a seat on an exit aisle, perhaps, that has extra legroom, you've probably paid extra for that, even whether you're on a budget airline or you're on a long-haul flight. So, no, actually it's not, because you have specifically selected that seat. If you're a member of an executive club, for example, you get to select your seats on point of purchase rather than sort of a day before or when checking in.
Yeah.
And if I'm loyal to a particular airline and get to pick my seat in advance, I get to pick my seat in advance. That's the perk I get. So I'm entitled to say no. Now, obviously, if I'm in a nice mood, if it's exactly the same sort of seat but a few rows back or forward, no problem with it. I have no, you know, I can't really see the issue. If you're helping, and if it's a short haul flight, fine, whatever, let's be a nice person. But actually, if it's a seat you've specifically selected, or the seat that you would be switching into is dramatically worse than the seat that you are currently in, then you have every right to say, look, actually, respectfully, no.
Okay, I've got one for you, but I know the etiquette to this, I know the question. What do you think about people trimming their nose hair on an aeroplane?
Well, obviously, it's repulsive and the lowest form of behaviour.
Okay. My dad did that once.
Right.
How did he get trimmers into hand luggage? Or he might have just used... Or was it his toenail? I can't remember. Anyway.
Either way, any form of public grooming is not good.
Have you seen lately about, like, aeroplanes being turned round because of rowdy behaviour and stuff?
No.
What do you think about? No, have you not heard about, like, stag do's and stuff?
Oh, I have. I mean, I work a lot in the Netherlands, and the flight from, well, particularly from Manchester to Amsterdam when I used to live up there, but even from London. I did a flight from London, from Heathrow to Amsterdam on a Sunday morning. The flight was 6:05 a.m.
Oh. Thought,
Sunday morning from London. No one, actually, at that time. It's going to be fine.
That's the cheap one.
Well, even on a nice airline. The Netherlands must be delighted that we're leaving Europe, because, oh my God, the behaviour of the passengers. And this was on a nice national airline that you will have heard of. This wasn't some sort of cheap, you know, budget rubbish. I was disgusted to be British.
I seen
In fact, I look a bit Dutch, so I just pretended to be Dutch.
I seen some lad once. He weren't with our party, but it was funny. It was his stag do, and he was a stag, and he was just running up and down the carriage naked. And, like, you had to be there, though, because even the stewardesses were laughing.
I'm glad I wasn't.
It was really funny.
This is where I genuinely think, I believe this in life, I think I've said this before, but tasers should be used more freely. No, I do, because they don't harm anyone. I think they should be used on aircraft. I think they should be used on carol singers and charity muggers. And trick-or-treaters. But anyway, that's...
What's wrong with you? You are one miserable get, honestly.
Just taser them.
You can't just go around tasering people.
Trick or treat. They'll soon stop.
Do you not agree with Halloween?
No.
Halloween's
a bit common.
Shall we go to the questions?
Yeah.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about flying, but that's all we know. Do you know what? Just talking about flying and being on aeroplanes like making me feel anxious. We've no idea what problems of yours are coming next. We always hear it for the first time, just like you do, and we cannot and will not be held responsible for the nature of the following conversations. Have we done that? You can tweet us at SextedMyBoss.
I don't think we have.
Well, you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss for the new series. If you want to get in touch and ask us any questions, you can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to William Hanson on the website at sextedmyboss.
Well, no, the address is on the website.
The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. So go to the questions, please, Willie Ham. What's your middle name? Charles Dickens. Don't tell me. Peter.
I have two.
William.
They're all royal names.
William Dick.
That's not a royal name.
Hanson. Peter is one of them.
That's not a royal name.
Is that your brother's name?
No.
What's your middle name?
Richard Henry.
Richard Henry. Do you know what mine is?
I can think of a couple of suggestions. Is it quite short?
Levi.
Oh, yes, I did know that. Your name after jeans. We've done this before.
No, it's biblical.
Right.
Anyway,
as
first question.
As I said
question.
Before, that went well.
First, what's your name, middle name again?
Richard Henry, which is W-R-H-H, and I think my parents missed a trick, because if they called me Henry Richard Hanson, I would be William H.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
HRH, but anyway.
First question, please. William Henry Richard Hanson.
Richard Henry.
First question.
William Richard
Just
Henry
Hanson. Just do the pissing first question.
This is from Robin with an I. On the plane, someone falls asleep on my shoulder. Is this okay?
What would so say that?
I've had that before where they've sort of... When I have been flying short haul and you're there sort of in, you know, rammed in or whatever seating position you call it.
Who's ramming what in?
You sort of... Sometimes I sort of twitch my shoulder or I cough, and that sort of moves them on without
like
actually
that.
Having to
That's,
say anything.
Get another gin and a bonnet, William. It's the last episode. Come on.
Should we have a celebratory gin and a bonnet?
A what?
A celebratory. As in it's in celebration.
Producer Ben's just come up with an idea. He says, right, you do a quick role play on it. Right,
I'm
so
glad
I'm...
to see you're still awake.
So I'm drunk.
And this is a role play.
And I'm dribbling on your shoulder on the aeroplane. I'm a nervous flyer. Right, go on.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh my God, we're all gonna die!
Could you go back to economy?
Sorry, I didn't mean to fall asleep on you there. I'm just a nervous passenger. Sorry, did I... Stewardess, can I just get a tissue? I've dribbled on his shoulder. Sorry about that. I'm Jordan, by the way. What's your name?
William.
And getting from your tone that you don't want to chat...
Could you go back to a conversation?
Next question.
This question comes from Rachel. I like to let me toes breathe when I'm on a long-distance flight, shoes and socks off. Sometimes it smells, but I need it. Is this okay? Also, farting allowed on a plane?
Right, Rachel, no. And this is me. I'm uncouth as uncouth. No. Right, people have done this on the train. You know how many times I've got on that train from London to Preston? And the amount of people that take their shoes and socks off. There was a lad, right, who was on the table seat on the train, and I'm sat on one seat, and the seat next to me, he's got
sitting.
Shut up. He's got his...
Sorry, stop. Hold the front door.
No. Go on.
End of series spesh.
Has he replied?
We have a reply from Rick Edwards.
Yes! Right, so let me explain. Sorry, we'll go back to your question in a second. A few weeks ago, I thought I'd seen Rick Edwards or Joel Dommett in... Dommett in Lyon on Oxford Street in London. And William said that Rick Edwards is following him on Twitter. So I said, DM him and say, were you in Lyon? And he has replied...
Dear William, I was in Regent's
Yes!
last week. Best Rick.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I knew it was him.
Well, there we are.
I told you it was him, didn't I?
I'm glad we got that for the last episode.
I knew it was him.
I don't know what we're talking about. Farting. I think, yeah, look, if you have to go and break wind, have flatulence, release a bit of flatus, whatever you're doing, go and do it in the lavatory.
Okay. But don't ever, on any public transport, get your bare feet out.
No, okay. Disgusting.
By the way, I seen, and nobody believes me about this, I promise you, I seen Steven Spielberg outside Jessop's.
Where?
In London. Not in Burnley, come on. In London.
Do you think he was buying stock for his next feature film?
No, it was definitely him. So if he's following you on Twitter, can you message
no,
him?
No, I'm afraid Steven Spielberg is not following me on
next
Twitter.
Next question, please. It was definitely him.
This is from Ollie.
Ollie. Oi.
There's often a lot of chatter about the Mile High Club, but does anyone actually ever do that? I feel like the Mile High Club is the boss level of what you could do in an aeroplane lavatory. He didn't write lavatory, but I've changed it for him.
What did he say?
The T word. But what else can you get away with? How far can you go in a lavatory thousands of feet in the air?
Is it okay to have a bonk in a bog?
Well, why would you want to up there?
Well, it's just...
Think of the altitude problems.
It's just... Oh, where...
And also, they're tiny. The lavatories.
Yeah. Hang on, would that affect your...
I don't know, Jordan.
Would it, like, be in space and just, like, float about?
I don't think...
Would it affect it at that? Because, like, it thins your blood. Anyway, do you not agree with that? Because
no.
It's people do it to say, oh, yeah, I've had sex in a toilet.
No.
What about having a wank?
No.
No?
Right.
Pokey bum wank.
I'm sorry. A poke your bum wank. Can I just say now to the listeners, I may not be back for series two.
No.
You might be doing this with Joanna Lumley.
Oh.
Actually, that would do better.
I think it's okay. Did you see the video of the couple coming back from Ibiza that were having sex on the seat?
No, but I don't go on those websites.
No, it weren't that fake taxi thing that everybody watches on porn or whatever it's called. It was a real...
What?
Oh, that's another thing. So, you know,
I'm going to have to say yes to Celebrity Big Brother this year because I will have no other work.
So, there was a couple coming back from Ibiza. They were having sex on the seat, and someone filmed it. And it turns out they weren't even a couple. She had a boyfriend and he had a girlfriend, and they're both coming back from Ibiza. Now, I don't agree with that. You can't have sex on the aisle.
And
if you're going to have sex on a plane, go in the toilet and do it.
I've said it before.
Mm-hmm.
Tasering is the solution.
Oh, them gin and the bonnies are strong.
Final question. Final question of the series.
No, I don't want it to end.
Final question of the series. I'll read it slowly. Actually, it's a long question, so I won't. I was on a plane a couple of weeks ago and a hot guy sat one seat away from me. This is from Holly, H-O-L-I.
I wasn't flying a couple of weeks ago.
I saw his name on his laptop. Sneaky. And 2 days later, I found him on Facebook and messaged him. Luckily, he found it pretty funny, and we actually had one date during the holiday. Then a sleepover when I got home from holiday. He thought it was amazing that I'd taken the time to message him. But was it a bit weird of me? And then there's some emoji, which, to be honest, hasn't printed very well.
No, that's all right.
It is a bit weird.
No, it's not. And they had a sleepover. We're all grown ups. It's 2018.
It's a bit... It's an invasion of privacy to stare at somebody's laptop screen.
No. I think if somebody felt...
Can you imagine if that had gone further than a sleepover and they had got together? Can you imagine telling that to your grandchildren?
Do you know when she says sleepover, do you know what they mean? They had sex. That's what I'm interpreting it as.
All right.
Okay. So, everyone... No, that's not weird.
They didn't do, you know, sleeping blankets and watch 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, they made a den, they ordered Domino's and watched 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah. Well, it's the sleepovers that I had when I was a child.
I think
actually, it was Vicar of Dibley with my friend Ashley. He and I used to have a lot of sleepovers.
I bet you did. And Ashley's now married and probably pretends he don't want to know you. So, if you fancy someone on an aeroplane, is it okay to approach them or any public transport?
I think, yes, maybe probably it is, but I think you've got to be aware of, you've got to do it with tact and discretion. So you just strike up a normal conversation, and if you feel that you are being flirted back with, then you move it, you know, you give them the option of going and making it more formal, so in moving it to a date where they know what the rules are. Because when I get on an aeroplane, or a train, or in a taxi, or Uber pool, to be honest, I've never done that, but
or a
whatever...
Bus.
No, I've never been on a bus. But when I get on something like that, I'm not there to pick people up.
Have you never been on a bus?
No.
Have you not?
No.
Right, okay. I know we've already done role play. Let's do one quickly. Okay. What's the etiquette way? I'm on a plane. You're single.
Right.
And you fancy me. Okay.
We're really going to stretch the imagination here.
What is the etiquette way of approaching someone on an aeroplane? Saying that you're attracted to him.
Okay.
Go out your comfort zone. Go on.
Excuse me, sir.
Or out, Paul. All right, go on.
Excuse me, sir.
Yep, I...
I can't help but notice what a lovely watch you've got.
Oh, cheers. Breitling. Thanks.
Yeah, very nice. I'm into watches.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
I'm a bit scared of flying.
Do you fancy joining the executive club with me in the lavatories?
Oh, God. I think we should end on that. Is that how have you got a boyfriend?
Three years, actually.
Oh, I love Mikey. Oh. Is that how you'd approach someone on a plane?
I've never approached someone on a plane. I've never really been hit on in public. I was once hit on in the fast food joint Five Guys.
Wow.
It was very nearly Six Guys. But I rebuffed him.
What were you doing in Five Guys?
Well, Mikey had told me it was really good, and this was years ago. And I went and tried it. It was overrated.
Oh. It's good, but the chips are too salty.
I can't remember.
You was hit on in Five Guys?
I genuinely, that wasn't just said for the purposes of the joke, but I was genuinely hit on in Five Guys.
I know someone that was noshed off in Nando's. Is that all the questions?
Yes, we're through. We're spent.
Oh, I don't want it to end. I've enjoyed our series. Don't forget, if you want our help with something on the next series, which is going to be out very soon, you can tweet us at SextonMyBoss. You can email help@sextonmyboss.com, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, SextonMyBoss.com. And if you like Help I Sexted My Boss, tell your friends and give us a rating. William has promised to ask for a Billy Bear meat sandwich at the Ritz if we get loads of new 5-star reviews this week. I've not had a Billy Bear butty in ages.
Jordan, it's been. Well, it's been.
Aw, thank you. I have learnt so much. We're off now for our break. I don't really know what else to
therapy.
Say.
No, well, just goodbye.
Let's have one more G&D toast.
All right. Hashtag G&D Divas.
Should we do it to the G&D Divas?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the G&D Divas.
The G&D Divas. Should we go out and get pissed?
No.
Okay.
when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.